Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, and so that was Halloween Ends, or is it really? I mean, like with Halloween Kills, the last time was meant to be the last time, but last times didn't really last very long when you consider that money seemed to be talking even louder. I mean, that has to be the only conceivable reason why Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode has so far failed to sink the blade, light the match, or blast off the inner smile from Michael Myers' ashen hockey mask. Seemingly, in a world where a mask can last forever, there are only really two questions left in the Halloween franchise. Will Laurie finally kill her brother? And will we see his face before she does so? Well, at the outset, I have to say at the beginning of Halloween Ends, my money was on no and no. But let's first check out the setup and see what's happening. So, Rowan Campbell is playing Corey, a gormless babysitter who one terrible, fateful Halloween kills the kid that he's meant to be looking after. It's a complete accident, he's innocent, and yet again, the forgiving citizens of Haddonfield have a poor history of when it comes to sensing smoke where there isn't a fire. And then things subsequently move forward 4 years. Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode doesn't want to be a bellwether chart for evil anymore, and yet, well, as Corey's abusive mother puts it, boys who keep secrets don't get any custard for dessert. So with that in mind, I'm going to push the knife in a little bit deeper. You see, if anything, Halloween Ends owes a deeper debt to Stephen King's It than possibly all of the previous films in the Halloween franchise. Finally able to embrace its nature versus nurture subtext, we see put upon Corey being pushed beyond the breaking point into becoming, effectively, the serial killer's apprentice. And this in itself gives voice to Michael Myers in a way that he's never really been previously afforded in the other movies. So whilst Corey drags his victims into the storm drain, it has to be said that neither he nor Michael are ever going to approach the eloquence or wordplay of Pennywise the Clown. Why? Well, there's the promise of body horror that needs to be kept in the third reel. And this is where Halloween Ends abandons its treatise on small-town American prejudice and sadly gets fatally sidetracked into more fan-service-like fare and the tying up of loose ends. As a result, characters do daft stuff, make poor choices, and, well, yeah, you know the rest. Yet saying that, as a substantial improvement to Halloween Kills, this supposedly final chapter actually does manage to step out of its own shadow of potential disappointment and deliver some decently tense moments built off the back of its early character development. So, the key question, is this the end of Michael Myers and is this the end of the Halloween franchise? Well, let's put it this way. The only real thing that I think that can kill Michael Myers is a disappointing opening weekend at the box office. And this time, I really don't see that happening. So there you go.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.